Anyone who has a cat knows that they're like ninjas, those Japanese warriors that are almost invisible. They can jump from the floor to a high table. They move without making any noise. Sometimes you don't even know they're right behind you. Best of all, they can hide so well that you might never find them. A couple of months ago, my wife and I moved into a new house. It's much bigger than our old house, with an attic, a basement, and a big garage. We were excited, but our cat, Tiger, wasn't. When we got to the house, I could see him trying to hide in the corner of his carrier with his ears flat against his head. As soon as the movers headed toward their truck and we opened his carrier, he disappeared. At first, we weren't worried. We thought he was upstairs. But when it was time for his dinner and we called him, he didn't come to the kitchen, and he never misses a meal. So we started to look for him. First, we searched downstairs. We looked under all the furniture in the living room, under the stairs towards the back of the house, and in the small bathroom. We even went back into the kitchen, but he wasn't there. Then we went upstairs and looked in the bedrooms and in all of the closets. Tiger wasn't anywhere. The attic door was locked, so we knew he wasn't up there, and there was no way he could get outside and onto the roof. My wife was upset, and I was exhausted. We went back downstairs to have dinner. She kept saying, "He's lost." And all I could say was, "If he's outside, he'll come home soon." We went into the kitchen, and there was Tiger, eating his dinner. He was covered in dirt, and there were leaves and little feathers stuck in his fur. I said, "Where have you been, Tiger?" I could swear he was smiling at me, but he didn't make a sound. I guess we'll never know where he was all that time.